According to AAA, about 35 million of us are going to spend at least some time on the road this holiday weekend, saying farewell to summer. But after today, it's back to the grind. The kids go back to school, you go back to the office. But what if you could sneak in one last vacation? Our next guest says early fall is actually a great time of year to do it. Geralyn Gerba is co-founder and editorial director of the travel website Fathom. She joins us from New York. Geralyn, welcome to Here and Now.
Why, thank you very much.
So we had this idea around here that leaving town in September, if you could actually do it, would probably be a great idea. What do you think?
It's a great idea because in September, generally speaking, the crowds disappear, prices tumble. They're not the same traffic jams that you may or may not be stuck in right this very moment. And you can get the reservations and the hotel rooms that you've been dreaming about all summer long.
And hopefully it's not as hot.
And in a lot of places, it's not as hot. You know, it's a great time to go to the beach, particularly on the northeast and southeast coast, because the water is going to be warmer than the air, which is really nice.
Well, let's talk about that. I was wondering about beaches. We think of beaches as something you only do in the summertime, the height of summer, 4th of July. Where in the United States would be a good beach to go to? You mentioned the Northeast.
Yeah, well, I'm here in New York, and everyone talks about the Hamptons, and particularly the Hamptons traffic. And actually, after September 15th is a great time to go to the Hamptons in the off-season. Out there on the North and South Forks of Long Island, there are pretty exclusive beaches and you need permits in order to attend them. But after September 15th, the beach is yours. There's a lot less traffic, but there's still a nice energy in the air.
Yeah. Well, it's a big country out there, not just in the Northeast, but let's go west. Somewhere else domestically that you think is a hidden gem for September.
I wouldn't normally call this a hidden gem, but it's interesting. If you head to Vegas,
a hidden gem, but it's very sparkly.
It's very glimmery. It's a great hub to fly into. There's a lot of affordable flights from all points, north, south, east, and west, into Vegas. And if you're looking to do some kind of road trip, in particular to the mountains, that's a great hub. Obviously, further west, of course, on the coast, Palm Springs is always a fun place to go.
And what about national parks? You know, Yellowstone in July is a madhouse.
Crazy.
Yeah, what are some national parks that you think are at their peak in the off-season?
Well, it's really interesting. We were just running some stories on Fathom about Western North Carolina, actually. And in the Highlands and the Appalachian Mountains and the Smoky Mountain National Park in particular, this is a hidden gem. This feels like a really special place to go. It's beautiful. You're before the leaf peeping season, and it's very low fuss and high impact, you know. And then plus, all around that area, you get farm-to-table dining, and you get the Museum of the Cherokee. So it's a nice mix of culture, nature, and food.
Okay, let's get on an airplane and let's cross an ocean somewhere. We've been talking about domestic destinations. What about internationally? What do you have your eye on?
Oh, we are big fans of Central America and the Caribbean in the off-season. You're experiencing the shoulder season, so it's in between the peak times when there's tons of tourists and prices really hike up there. In particular, we have been hearing about and talking a lot about Cuba, and there's a lot of opportunity to get there now through people-to-people visas, through charter flights right from Miami. That's a great place to go that, again, is a great mix of inspirational, educational, cultural, historical, and Instagrammable moments. Also, you know, Barbados, St. Lucia, Anguilla, places in the Caribbean that are either southernmost island or northernmost islands like Jamaica are great places to go to because they're not seeing a lot of storms in the month of September and early October.
Right. I can imagine some people are saying right now, it's hurricane season. I'm not going to the Caribbean.
I mean, I think it really depends on where you are in the Caribbean. And of course, you are always taking a chance. But the fact of the matter is there's more hurricane storms happening on the Outer Banks of North Carolina and Florida than a lot of places in the Caribbean. You'll see that there's a lot of opportunity for beautiful days and beautiful nights with just a little bit of rain to kind of cool things off.
And cheaper, as you mentioned. And speaking of money, how about gas prices? We know they're going down because oil has been dropping like a rock. But what about airfares? How are they doing this time of year?
you know what? They're not as low as they once were. I think everybody's always looking for an incredible deal, and they're fewer and harder to find. But I do feel like there are some opportunities, especially if you could be savvy and a little bit flexible about your time, to go somewhere really great.
Well, it's funny that you said that. I went to Bar Harbor, Maine last fall, and it was at the very end of the season, and the park was absolutely empty. It was gray. Ugh. It was dreary. It was a completely different way to see the park, and I didn't mind that it was. Well, I was with my parents, so, you know.
Oh, well.
But I didn't mind. The point is, I didn't mind that the weather wasn't perfect, and I certainly didn't mind that there weren't the crowds.
I know. I think you just have to get into a new mindset. We sent one of our associates to St. Lucia. You know, it was the middle of the summer, and she is from Singapore, and she came back and said, "Ah, it reminds me so much of Singapore. I was right there in the middle of mango season. It was still really beautiful." And I think that if you can keep an open mind about those kinds of things as being part of the experience, you can really enjoy it.
And what about you? Where are you going the next time you take a vacation?
I have a growing list of places. It never ends. But right now at the top of my list is the Atacama Desert.
It's so funny that you say that. That keeps
Why?
Coming up over and over and over again. The Atacama Desert, it's one of the driest places on Earth. You can see billions and billions of stars like no other place on the globe.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. I think that when you travel a lot and you travel particularly to a lot of cities and we're always hunting around in urban environments, there is a great pull to be out in the middle of nowhere and to feel like you're on another planet. That's what I feel like Chile will give to me.
Sure thing. Geralyn Gerba is co-founder and editorial director of the travel site Fathom. You can find it at fathomaway.com. We'll link to it on our own website, hereandnow.org. Geralyn, good luck. Happy travels.
Thanks so much.
And I want to keep talking about vacations, so let's head now to Michigan. Tim High is the executive director of Mackinac Island's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tim, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. We want to keep talking about vacations, too.
Well, let's do it. Okay, Tim, so I'm making the mitten shape with my hand right now.
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm just to the right of your middle finger. The top of your middle finger.
Well, that sounds fun.
It is fun, and it's a beautiful day. We've got 40,000 people walking that bridge that spans the Upper Peninsula to the Lower Peninsula when the annual Labor Day Bridge Walk.
And you're right there in Lake Huron.
You're right, in the Straits of Mackinac in the Lake Huron side.
Well, I guess that today is probably a pretty busy day where you are, but as of tomorrow, does the spigot just kind of turn off?
It doesn't turn off completely. It does slow down a little bit. And then all of a sudden, the temperatures seem to change a little bit. The humidity leaves, and the blues get a little bluer, and the greens get a little greener. And what we'll see more in September than what we did during our peak months is we will see more school groups, we'll see more tour groups, and then the weekends are pretty much the same. People are trying to extend their vacations to the beautiful fall weather of Michigan.
So if I were to have gone to Mackinac Island this summer, maybe I would have gone to the beach. But what about September? What are you famous for in the fall?
We are famous for basically offering the same things we do during the summertime, which is the home of the Grand Hotel. It's a great place to get a wonderful carriage tour. We're known for being America's capital for fudge.
No.
And, of course, we have Fort Mackinac, which played a vital role in the War of 1812. So a lot of history here and a lot of things to do and learn. But, you know, we've not had automobiles on Mackinac Island since the late 1890s, and we're driven all by horses here. So
really?
It's quite the romantic and great place to just kind of relax, to hear the clip-clop of horses and the water lapping against the beach.
But can we go back to what's really important here? You mentioned fudge. Your favorite kind?
My favorite kind of fudge is anything with chocolate and caramel.
Sounds good. Well, and what about your hotels and the restaurants and that sort of thing? Do you get a lot of people leaving town and all of a sudden you don't have people to wait on the tables, that sort of thing?
Well, that's a good question, and it helps because Michigan has a post-Labor Day school rule, and it keeps people vacationing longer, but it also keeps the workforce intact a little bit longer. And we do have a lot of people that come in from other countries to work on the island, so we're in really good shape for the rest of the year.
Tim High is the executive director of Mackinac Island's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tim, happy Labor Day. Happy fall.
Likewise, Peter. Thank you so much.